This is Alex Savage. Stay tuned as I interview the rock band Wounds.
You're listening to National Rock Review.
I'm Alex Savage with National Rock Review, sitting here with the band Wounds at Riot Fest Chicago. Say hello.
Hello.
Tell us your name for the record.
I'm Aiden.
Aiden. So you played yesterday during a really horrible weather day. How did that go for you?
It was good. It was wet. It was muddy. It was messy.
It suits you? Yeah. Similar weather here as back home?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. It was our first show outdoors, I guess, that was in that much rain. But it was good. I really liked it. People went mental. There's always a few who just actually don't give a fuck and just jump in the mud. they're my people.
They go Woodstock.
Yeah, the mud people.
Who, out of a lot of the bands that are playing at the festival this time around, who are you really interested in seeing?
The National tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to crying at them. Then, who else is on tonight? Yeah, and the Used, but I think they're clashing, but we'll flip a coin. Yeah, the Used are going to be fun. Someone else is on. Oh, we seen Diane Ward earlier.
Yep.
They're amazing. They told me to fuck off the other day when I asked for a picture. Yeah. Yeah, this is war.
Yeah,
it's war.
That's not cool.
Oh, I'll see you then.
I got a lot of good pictures of them, but that's my job.
Yeah.
So, what are you guys doing next after this? Is this your only performance in the U.S. for Riot Fest?
We go to Colorado next week.
For
Riot Fest again, which is going to be fun. We've never been there. I hear that's where South Park lives.
Yeah, that's what I hear too.
So we're going to try find them.
Yeah?
The people.
They are. So out of, what do you think of all the crowd here? I mean, like, just in general, like, trying to get around.
It's hell. Absolute hell.
You ever pulled... Have you ever played a situation where this many people at one place?
We played Download last year. Mm-hmm. That was quite similar.
Download, yeah.
Yeah, Download was good. It's muddier here, though. I don't like mud.
Mm-hmm. You don't like mud?
No. Well, I like looking at other people in it. That's good. I'm not sure I'm fit to slather myself in mud just yet.
Well, good thing you're on stage and not in the crowd.
Oh, I don't know. I ended up in the crowd.
You did.
Covered in mud. Yeah.
What stage did you play on when you were last?
The Radical Stage.
Yeah.
It was very radical.
That's actually, I think, a new stage this year. They didn't have that last year.
They built it just for us.
Yeah, they did. They knew you guys were coming.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, come on over.
It was purposely built for our performance.
And where are you guys from?
Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin, Ireland.
Yes.
You know, Chicago was built on the back of Irishmen, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Very Irish town.
Oh,
extremely.
I think he's owes a drink or something.
You should be getting your drinks for free.
Oh, we are.
Good.
Oh, we are.
Definitely should be getting your drinks for free.
Yeah, I had the honor of being the first person to be served at the bar yesterday.
You did?
Yes, I did. Aww. They said it wasn't open, and then I said, listen, we're Irish. We built this fucking city. Give me my drink.
Yeah. You wouldn't be a city without it.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
You know who we are.
Do you know who I am?
Because I don't.
Still trying to figure that one out?
Yeah, definitely.
Getting close?
Every time I kind of grab for it, it slips away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, no.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
Three years.
Now, are you two the brothers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 3 years.
3 years? I heard you had a pretty tragic story.
I'm alright.
Yeah.
Not so tragic since I'm alright, but...
Yeah, you're still here.
Yeah.
If anything messed up or you're walking okay or anything?
I'm blind in my left eye. I have a titanium plate here. And
prosthetic penis.
He broke his dick on the way down.
I landed on it. I landed on a boner, that's how I'm still here.
Ouch!
Yeah,
still oil though.
Our Red Bull covers a picture of that, so...
Zipper.
Yeah, it's all right. It's my shoplifting club.
Just stick it in there. Nobody's gonna know the difference.
And I have a scar going from there to there as well. I have to get facial reconstructive surgery. So yeah, I'm doing all right.
You don't look bad. You look good.
He was ugly as fuck before.
So it fixed him.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I asked the surgeon to throw in a free nose job. Now look how good his nose looks.
It does look pretty. It's like nice and straight.
Well, I used to have a flaccid penis for a nose, so I'm looking all right now.
Maybe they took some from your nose from there and wrapped it in your nose. Yeah, like, I don't need it, just stick it on my nose.
When I told him he gets a boner, his nose grows out.
It's like Pinocchio.
Yep.
Smells a little funny up there. But yeah, at least you're here.
Fuck yeah.
You know, rock and roll prevails through all that tragedy.
Exactly. I'm this lovely bastard to pull me through. So.
Aww, brotherly love. Brotherly love.
Drag me through it backwards.
Kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
Wasn't gonna let you stop. And hey, you know, now you're here and you're got a some other shows you may be doing here in the future.
Yes, with certain people.
With certain people that cannot be named at this time in juncture because that would be wrong.
Well, see, I can just tell you. I can tell shit.
I know, but you can't.
It's okay.
But the funny thing is, I'm going to see you again.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Because when you know, certain people can't be named come back here and play, and you play with them, I'm always there with those certain other people.
You're looking forward to playing with you.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be really cool.
I get it.
I know.
So you guys have anything else to add? Anything you want to say about your adventure here in the United States so far?
It's been really good. Yeah, it's kind of weird staying in a van close to these people. Especially, I wanted to have a wank last night and I couldn't.
No?
No.
No, it's kind of hard.
And I was going to, it was very hard.
Couldn't get it out though. Couldn't just rub one out.
I really wanted to, but it was freezing outside. I had no option.
I had no one else to do.
No. So I bought a whole new pack of socks today, don't worry.
There you go. Do you have a big van or a little van? Are you guys cramped or?
We live on each other's lips.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of, if they felt, any kind of spray would go everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So when I was looking online, I couldn't find like any music available that I could get of yours here.
Yes.
What's
yes.
up with that?
We remain an enigma.
You remain an enigma. So are you going to be putting out something for the masses later on? Huh?
We were dead all along.
You're dead all along. Yeah, you have that.
Yes.
What's next?
Our album's out in fall, as you say here.
Fall, autumn?
Yes. Autumn.
Say autumn?
Autumn.
Autumn, okay.
Yeah, it's nice to get it out there. We've had those songs for a while.
Right, right.
But it's nice seeing them kind of translate to new people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, this is like our tour show
right.
in America.
Yeah.
And yeah, people have reacted really well. Like, I mean, yesterday was fucking insane.
That's good.
Yeah.
They liked your sound, though.
Yeah.
I wish I was here for it. Like I said, I felt bad I didn't make it in time. I got stuck in Chicago, famous traffic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's that all about now? You
did
know,
you, did you guys
sort of fly in a car or something?
It was bad. Exceptionally bad. Well, apparently there's like a football game, there's some other thing going on, and then there's this, so it just kind of congested everything for the weekend.
Not good enough.
Nope, it's not good enough. I agree.
There's
anyway.
A storm out of this interview. Traffic is horrendous.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're in an awesome city.
It's a very awesome city.
Very big city. Hope you guys, you know, get a chance to get out in it at some point.
Yeah, we're going to get out. Craig just got engaged, so we're having like a party for his, obviously, you know, it's kind of hard for him being away from his fiance, as they say.
Aww.
It's weird because like of all the people in the band to get like kind of, it's weird because he was always the most promiscuous. I mean, he was like, oh, he's fucking every girl under the sun. And then all of a sudden he just decides to put some roots down.
Put some roots down.
Yes. Well, I mean, she's the one for me, so like, I'm gonna stay faithful until I get home, you know?
Yeah. She's
I'm
the one.
A very, very lucky girl.
Yeah? Yeah.
She's a lucky girl.
That's good. Yes, you did good. I'm Alex Savage of National Rock Review, and I've been talking with Wounds. You can hear more interviews just like this on nationalrockreview.com.